The following is the Be Our Guest podcast live show that was originally recorded on Sunday night, April 12th, 2015. During this live show, we talked about our FastPass Plus strategies, how to best schedule those fast passes to ensure a great Disney vacation. We talked about some parking questions with annual passes, traveling to Walt Disney World during the holidays, and much more. If you missed being able to tune in live during April, no worries. Put it on the calendar for May. We're going to get together again on Sunday night, May 19th at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, right there on your source for the magic, Magical Mouse Radio. Again, thank you so much for being a part of the Be Our Guest podcast family. We love it each and every time you download the show and spread the word about the podcast. We absolutely could not do this without your support. So we hope you enjoy today's live Be Our Guest podcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to the April 2015 Be Our Guest podcast live show. My name is Mike Rallman, host of the Be Our Guest podcast and running Magical Mouse Radio, which you're tuned into right now. We appreciate that. And we are ready for another great live show where we take your calls at 407-413-9395. And we are chatting in the new chat room thanks to our great friend Brian down in Springfield,
Yay!
Missouri.
Who, thanks,
yes,
Brian.
Yes,
that's awesome.
And we're going to speak to him in just a second, actually. He's going to kick off the show for us. But you can follow him at Club WDW on Twitter. So do that for us tonight. Before we get the ladies introduced and get the show rolling, we want to remind you that this live show, as always, is brought to you by the good folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. So when it comes time to book that next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Disney Cruise Line vacation, or even Adventures by Disney, which we'll be talking about later this week, you need to drop by the Magic for Less. They have professional, passionate agents who are Disney fans, but who know their stuff, and they care about their guests. They want their guests to have a great experience each and every trip, because we know personally how special every Disney trip is to us, and it's exactly that way for you as well. So you're in good hands when you drop by themagicforless.com. You support the podcast. Let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast, and drop by today. Be Our Guest, not Be Our Guest podcast, themagicforless.com. Wow.
One way or another, you'll get there.
That's right. I almost made it. Well, that was almost a good ad read, and I just screwed it up.
Almost
right.
See,
when I do those ad reads before the regular shows, I hit delete and start over, but it's live, so I can't do that. So that's how it usually sounds. Anyway, let's get the ladies introduced and get some phone calls in, because there's lots to talk about tonight. We can talk about the podcast cruise. I have a couple announcements with that. The running squad, FastPass Plus from Friday. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff. So joining me today, we're going to make the introductions brief because I can't talk. We have Ricky from a Disney World After All.com. Happy Sunday night, Ricky.
Happy Sunday. Yay. Had a good day. So it was good. Went to cheer on the Braves. So.
Man, they're hot. Let me just tell you, I thought they would win 20 games this year, and they are one of the hottest teams in
baseball. I know. I thought the same thing. As soon as they got rid of Kimbrel and that was all anybody could talk about, I thought, well, this is over. There's no way. But yeah, they've been doing pretty good. They lost today. Today was their first day of the loss, but yeah.
But
it's because I was there, right? That's exactly why they lost.
So. Well, you know, if you win every 6 out of 7 every time, you're going to be okay. You're going to make the playoffs for sure.
Right. So we'll see how they go here in the next, couple of months, and see if they can keep the hotness going, or if it was just a one-time first opening weekend thing.
The hotness. Very nice.
Yeah.
All right. And we appreciate Jason Hayward from you guys as well. He's doing nice for us.
Yeah. Yeah. We pretty much just got rid of everybody on the team. I went to the game and I seriously asked Brian, I said, who are all these people? Because I don't know any of them. I know like two. That's it.
I hear you. All right. Also joining us from MakingMagicAndMemories.com live from the Sunshine State, we have Debbie. Happy Sunday night, Deb.
Well, happy Sunday night. Actually, it's not really sunshine. We've had a little bit of rain, so thank you. We've needed some rain, so we are welcoming the showers.
Gotta love that. It's got to be nice and green and lush for us when we hit the parks down in July.
Yes. You'll definitely want some green. And let me tell you what, I love all of Disney characters, but let me tell you, we have a live Bambi in our neighborhood. We have Bambi and our whole family here. Well, guess what? They have been munching on my new plants. I find hoof prints in my gardens.
That's crazy.
So Bambi's going to learn what venison is all about. If she's not too careful.
Wow. Debbie's my...
Wow. And that Bambi, is she or he? I've never got that right.
Bambi was a boy.
Bambi's a boy.
Okay.
I've never seen that movie.
I know, that makes me want to see most of them.
I know, that's true.
No, I mean, unless you want to cry your eyes out, I really wouldn't suggest seeing
that. That's why I didn't watch it, because I don't want to see any other.
All right, so everybody knows we're live. So this is what it sounds like when we do our when we record our other podcast. Debbie, unplug your computer. We have a buzz.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, guys. Thank you. Thank you.
Usually what we do before we record. Better? That's better. Thank you so much. And we got to wrap up the third member of the crew here. We have Pam Forrester, co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel in beautiful Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. How's it going, Pam?
It was stunningly beautiful today. It's one of our, like, you know, few absolute days where things are just look so great. And it was. So we were loving it outside today. Got to do a little yard work, stuff like that. So love it.
Good deal. All right. Well, we are taking your calls, 407-413-9395. Have a couple of callers lined up here. We're going to get to them in just 1 second. We're also chatting once again in our new chat room. And you can just drop by brguestpodcast.com for the link, or you can go directly there. It's just tlk.io, like talk, tlk.io/BOGP. You can sign in with your Twitter. You can post pictures. Brian, again, did a great job of coming up with this. And it's actually very, very mobile friendly. So you can get on there in your mobile device and chat right along, even if you're not at home. So it's a lot of fun, and look forward to using this in the months and years to come. Before we get to the calls, I did want to send some shout outs to some of our great runners. We had a lot of runners get out there today and run in events all around the country. Big shout out to my good buddy Adam down in Huntsville, Alabama, who completed the Bridge Street Half Marathon. Crushed a PR out there. Yes, he crushed his PR. We had friends like Ken and Donna Quack was out there in the Cherry Blossom 10 miler out in D.C. Also, Bernie Edwards crushed that one. A lot of friends out there running that race. Just folks, Lewis ran a great race out there as well. I mean, just it's so awesome to see you guys posting those great runs and getting the medals. And, you know, it's not even the medals. It's just getting out there, posting your pictures, because I can tell you personally, every time I see somebody do a training run or complete an event somewhere around the world, especially when you have on one of our lizard shirts, it just makes my day. So thank you so much for doing that. And congratulations. Hope you're kicking back and enjoying a great Sunday night or a Thursday if you're downloading the show. And also, you know, again, last call for lizard shirts this round. If you want to get those lizard shirts, drop by the Facebook group, Be Our Guest Lizards. This week is the last chance to get in on that. So Mike would appreciate that very much. Also, a couple of quick more announcements. We have the podcast cruise coming up quickly. We are 89 days away from setting sail on the Disney Dream, and that means final payments are becoming due in the next week to 10 days. So if you have not made that final payment, just let your agent know and get that taken care of, and you will be set to sail on the podcast cruise on July 10th on the Dream. Also, I know a couple people are getting a little bit nervous, especially our first-time cruisers, about Palo reservations and seeing that there's not a whole lot of availability. I just wanted to put this out there for everybody so I can set your mind at ease. Disney Cruise Line holds back a lot of reservations at the adult dining venues for onboard booking. So you don't have to cry and say that, you know, I'm not going to get into Palo. You can get in there. You just got to be a little flexible sometimes, but not even that. Just when we get on board, you're going to head over to the Palo or Remy, whatever you would like to do, and they're going to have tons of availability. You pick what you want because they want you to be happy, and they know that you're on the ship. So you're going to be fine. So don't sweat that out, because I know I was there once when it was my first cruise and I felt the exact same way, but there was nothing to fret about. And I don't want people worrying.
No, I got in really easy at my first cruise.
Exactly. Yeah. And I don't want people worrying for the next 3 months, because it's not worth worrying over. You're going to be fine. I want you to, you know, I'm going to do everything I can to take care of you. I'll go right up there with you, and, you know, we'll see what we can get done. So just don't worry about that. I want everybody to have a great experience. All right. Lots to talk about tonight. We can continue your FastPass Plus strategy. We talked about that on Friday. Lots of news in the parks, and we're going to get to the calls. So give us a call, 407-413-9395. And let's get to the first call of the evening. Hey, who's joining us?
It's Darlene Nagy from West Seneca, New York.
Hey, Darlene.
Hi, Darlene. Hi, cutie.
How is everybody?
Awesome.
I'm doing
very great. Sorry.
Dramatic pause.
I was reading the new chat room. Sorry. I got distracted.
I was giving everybody their chance to jump in, and nobody did.
So you guys cracked me up. So what are we talking tonight? Because I couldn't get into the podcast. So what are we discussing?
Well, how about this? Let me ask you this one, Darlene, kind of the top of the show. We'd like to carry over from the previous Friday. So from Friday's podcast, we talked about just general strategies for how we use FastPass Plus to our advantage. So, for example, I have this bad habit of when I'm making my FastPass Plus reservations, if I see Seven Dwarves or Anna and Elsa, I have to grab it. Like, I can't help it. It's like I'm a magnet drawn to, you know, the opposite side of the magnet. I got to take that, even if I don't want to go on that attraction that day because it's so scarce. So when it comes time for you to make FastPass Plus, what do you do? Like, what's your main strategy?
My main strategy is to try to get on any of the rides that I haven't been on before. And due to the fact that Seven Dwarfs Mine Train is brand new, and I really enjoyed it, and I was only able to ride it once out of three trips last year, believe it or not, I grabbed that Fast Pass the minute I seen it. And another one I'm trying to think of getting, because right now, it was really funny. The last trip I took, do you know I had to wait in line for like 30 minutes to go on Spaceship Earth?
Yes.
Of all things.
Yes.
I always could walk on that ride.
Yes.
Never had to wait.
Yes. Yeah, it's because of FastPass Plus, really, everybody is having to wait now on Spaceship Earth. That one, and it's really affected actually living with the land.
I waited 35 minutes for Imagination last summer.
Yes, I waited for Imagination actually just recently. And, of course, at the Magic Kingdom, it's also really affected Pirates and Haunted Mansion as well. And in a way, it's a small world, depending on when you ride. So, yeah, it's affected a lot of attractions that you didn't used to need to make fast pass for. You actually do have to make fast passes for, which is kind of crazy all our Disney planning heads of what we used to be able to do is completely turned on its head. So, yeah,
I know. And I know I want to get to see the new Peter Pan's queue. So, I'm going to have to definitely, I think, make up a reservation for I got it. Peter Pan's flight. Oh, good thing I did that. Yay. Okay. So, oh, my God. Well, I'm going down in like 32 days for my birthday. I'm going to be there exactly on my birthday. And I got fast passes lined up like you wouldn't believe. I booked them. As soon as that window opened, I'm like, okay, I want to get on Spaceship Earth. I want to get into Journey to Imagination. I want to get on Soarin'. I got them all. I got my Star Tours, Toy Story Mania, the Tower of Terror, and then I've got, Space Mountain, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, Splash Mountain. I picked the last one I could get, 9:45 to 10:45 at night. I've never ridden it at night, and
it's awesome. It's cool. It's very different at night.
Yes.
Oh, I can imagine, because I know even Big Thunder Mountain is different at night, you know? Mm-hmm. I want to ride the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, too, if I can at night. And I'm definitely getting, I got a fast pass for Indiana Jones, because I have a feeling that's going to go bye-bye soon. Mm. I understand everything's a reason for why they do things, so I know that one will probably be going. Then I got my Rock and Roll Roller Coaster, and I did another one, Tower of Terror. And then another Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, Big Thunder Mountain, and Peter Pan's Flight.
Man,
there's my lineup.
Hey, sounds like an A to me. You've aced the FastPass Plus test.
I know. And if we can get to a kiosk and add another FastPass in there this time, I'm more than willing to do that, too. But I do want pool time, too, because we're staying at the boardwalk, so.
It's a scary clown pool.
Oh, yeah. So today it was really nice out. I have to admit we were finally at, 50 degrees again, and I think it's going to hold now. So I'm really happy.
I had to mow the lawn today. First time of the year. Yeah, mowed the lawn. And the sad thing is we have zoysia grass, which is, it doesn't really come alive. It's all yellow, kind of looks like straw right now. But we have like these patches of regular grass that have gotten in there. And they're like 10 feet tall. But, you know, I could have gone with scissors and just did little sections. And that would have looked bad. So I had to cut the whole grass. I had to mow the whole yard for like these little bitty sections. It was so sad. But yeah, I'm glad spring's back.
Oh my goodness, that is funny. So, and here's another thing. I am so excited. I'm going to be going on the Alaska cruise, too. So, I'm not sure. Let's see. I think, are you going to do the show early or are you going to do the show late next month? I might be in Disney when you're doing it.
Next month, it'll be on the third Sunday of the month. It's same time, 8 Eastern, 7 Central. So, I think it's on the 19th of May. We're just doing it early this month because I have Cardinal
tickets.
Then I
will be in Disney at that time, and I will call you back then, and that'll be right before Alaska. So.
All right. Well, we're going to hold you to that, Darlene. And, you know, hey, happy birthday early. We're going to celebrate it early.
Have a great time.
Absolutely.
Thank you, honey.
It's always great talking to you, Darlene.
I can't wait to see everybody.
I can't wait to see you, too.
There you go.
Thanks for calling in, Darlene.
Have a great night, everyone. I'll let somebody else call in.
Okay, enjoy the
Bye, Darlene.
That nice weather. You deserve it. All right, see you, Darlene. All right, let's see here. I keep getting this
extra button.
She is. All right, let's get to the next call. And I believe I see. Oh, it is. Come on, Brian. I've been trying to get you in here. I know that we're having trouble connecting here, so I got to see that 417 pop up. Brian has to get in here because he set up our chat room, and it is going great. Again,
it is.
tlk.io/BOGP. Stop by. You can do it on your mobile device. You can do it on your computer. And here he is, the man of the hour, Brian from Springfield, Missouri. Thanks for joining us, Brian.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey.
Hey.
Yay. Thanks for finding the chat. It looks awesome.
It does look cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I told Mike. Yesterday. The real challenge was finding, finding something that would be standalone, like what the Friend Feed had been, without all the offers to either lower our mortgage or find Russian girls who are waiting to see you. So.
Oh, well, that would be good too.
Yeah.
I said my wife appreciates
anyway, it. Hey, I just wanted to say if anybody needs help, I'll be there for the remainder of the show. It seems the most common question that we're getting is how do I post a picture there?
Yeah.
And really, it has to be a picture that's already on the internet.
Okay.
So what you would do is find the picture you want, go to that picture, and then most of those pictures you can right mouse click, or if you're on a mobile device, just press and hold until it says copy image URL. And then you just put it in there like you're getting ready to, send it, and then, press the send button, and it automatically converts that into the picture. Also, if there's a link you want to put there, you do the same thing. So,
awesome.
Very nice. This is lovely. Oh, thank you.
You guys are all welcome. I'm glad to be able to do it. Mildly off topic, but still Disney. I want to know if anybody here has checked out the new Daredevil from Marvel on Netflix. I just started this yesterday, and I'm binge watching it. I'm just a little over halfway through, and while it is violent, it is pretty darn amazing.
I don't have Netflix. I don't either.
But that's the one thing that I've heard from people the most is that it is extremely violent and definitely earns that TVMA rating that it has. So I've heard a lot. Everything that I've read about it online on Twitter today has been, don't let the kids watch this one. So good advice. But I don't have Netflix. I'm so totally back in 1990. I don't have Netflix. I'm sorry. can I still go to Blockbuster? Is that cool?
Yeah, that's it.
No, Blockbuster. Tape. All right, I guess I'm
don't think
Red
so.
Box. All right, Redbox.
Don't
knows.
Think so.
So, okay.
Well, if you haven't had an opportunity, if you do have Netflix, I do encourage you to check it out. I do encourage you to watch it when the kids are in bed. If you got little ones, at the same time, it is. I think it's an amazing step in the right direction as far as movies in the. Not really movies, but television series in the cinematic universe, as my son so often reminds me. But anyway, fantastic. It's fantastic writing. It's fantastic action, and the guy is. I don't even know how you would even term it. If you saw the one with Ben Affleck on it,
right?
This is so much better than that. So.
Yeah, that's a well. Anyway, I don't think the one with Ben Affleck did very well to begin with. So
no, it wasn't bad though. It wasn't. But that was pre Disney. So
yeah, that's true.
Anyway, I'm not going to take up your time. If you all have any any questions or need some help, like I said, I'll be hanging out in the chat room. It looks like Jim has figured out how to post
yes, he
pictures.
Has.
And
yeah,
I'm glad.
I think he's the only one that you need to worry about there. So.
Well, listen, I'm going to hang up and let somebody else get on here. I love the show, as always. Love Magical Mouse Radio. It's a daily must-do, and I look forward to this every month, too. So you guys be safe out there, and enjoy the show.
Thank you, Brian.
So
the show's
Good
great.
For
because,
you.
And again, it's the community and it's folks like you. We have so many folks that add to what we do. We couldn't do this without you. So thanks for jumping in and taking care of a need that we had. This makes the show that much better. So we appreciate folks like you, Brian. Thank you.
My pleasure, Mike. We'll see you later, guys.
Take
see
care.
You, Ricky, Pam,
bye.
Freddie.
Thanks
bye-bye.
So much. Bye.
That's Mr. Chatroom Brian from now on, because this is
that's
sweet.
Awesome.
Except that guy in red, man, he is scary looking.
Yeah, that's, I think, Daredevil.
Is that the guy? Holy cow. That's a Disney movie?
Well, it's like the new Disney show, Marvel show, I guess I should say, on Netflix. So, I mean, yes, it's, and I mean, it's obviously, if it's TVMA, it's going to be a little graphic.
Wow.
So.
Maybe we need a text-only chat room. No, just kidding. finally, he scrolled past the top. Now I don't have to see him staring into my soul.
All right, you're fine, Mike. You're fine.
Good deal. All right, we have our next caller on the line. Who's joining us?
This is Candace Hawkins.
Hey, Candace.
Candace.
Thanks for calling in.
My husband, Heath, is an avid podcast listener, and he's kind of gotten me interested.
Fantastic. Well,
we appreciate
he's
that, Heath.
Awesome. We had a wonderful trip last year together, just us, for our 15th wedding anniversary. And this year we're going back with our three children. So my quick questions, we're planning on using the touring plans with the Optimizer.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And we haven't, you know, we wanted to know, like, how doable, how flexible is that with keeping the kids, you know, in mind?
I'll let Ricky take that one.
Yeah,
because
I've actually used it. It's extremely flexible. I used it in Disneyland Hardcore. Because I obviously hadn't been to Disneyland before, so I wanted to test it on a park where I hadn't done anything, and I really wanted to test it full out, like if I was just coming into it and hadn't done anything before, and that was the perfect place to do it. So it was very flexible to change things. Matter of fact, the best part about the Optimizer, I will give you a tip. Remember when you are optimizing, it will often default to the first alphabetical land that you're in. So just remember to, and when you're playing with it, you'll kind of know what I'm talking about. But just remember to always pick the land that you're actually currently in. Because for the first like day and a half, I didn't realize that it was constantly taking me back to Adventureland when I was in Disneyland. And it kept going, why is it telling me to go here when I'm not in that section of the park? So, that's the biggest advice that I can give to you. But it was super easy to, because you're optimizing things on the go, on the fly, constantly keep optimizing, constantly keep that refreshing, because sometimes it will tell you, hey, one time it will tell you, hey, do Peter Pan's Flight and then do Snow White's Scary Adventure. Wait, that's not that. Well, that's at Disneyland, but you know what I mean. So, but then, I'll optimize it again and it will reverse it. So it just kind of depends on, you know, what's going on at the time in the park and at the specific time that you're optimizing. So what's great is that you can schedule in breaks then while you're on the go, while you're on the fly too. So that part's nice too. Because Brian actually got tired while we were in Disneyland and wanted to go take a break. So we just left and walked over to the Disneyland hotel and hung out there for a while and sat on a bench because Brian loves to sit on benches. So, but I mean, it's super, super easy to just constantly keep it. It's very fluid. That's basically what I'm trying to tell you. It's a very fluid system. As long as you keep optimizing, it should help you in touring very easily. Yeah.
That was my question. 'Cause we've got three, I've got a 9-year-old and then, a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old. So, you know, I'm sure, and we've got three adults, so we're going to go, you know, there's three of us total. My husband, actually four, I forgot my aunt's going with us. So we're actually outnumbering the kids. So we need to split up and say someone sit here and the rest of us go somewhere, you know, but that's what we were wondering, like, okay, how are we going to, you know, work with this touring plan thing?
It's so fluid. You should really have no problem. And I would definitely suggest playing with it beforehand. So get kind of the feel of how it works. because mm-hmm. nothing is worse than being in the park and not really knowing exactly how the whole process works. So just kind of play right. with it, you know, like right now or or whatever, and see how every, because, yeah. you know, it's always fun to go in and sit here. Okay, I'm going to go do this attraction now, and then I'm going to go do, and then see what it pops up with. I don't ever do that while I'm sitting at home. No. But yeah, just play with it a little bit and see kind of how it works. And I mean, we've used it at Disneyland, Disney World, and, you know, Brian loves it. He loves the fact that it is so fluid and that we can just keep going. And we definitely see attractions in the best order possible. And it makes it so much easier. I would suggest using it.
Well, we're excited because when we were there last year, of course, it just being my husband and I mean, man, we just flew. We'd yeah. run from one place to the next and just, you know, we didn't, I don't think we stood, I think the longest line we stood in was Snow White, the Mine Train with Snow White. And it was because it was raining, they had shut it down. So, and that was like the longest line we stood in, it was maybe an hour and a half. So, yeah. I mean, I was like, okay, how are we going to do this with the kids? So that's good. I'm very relieved about that.
You'll be yeah. fine with the kids. You just won't move as fast as just a couple, though.
Right.
Exactly. That is right. That's right. Yes. Okay, thank you, guys.
Hey, well, tell Heath we said hello, and thanks for calling. Yeah. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thanks so much. You have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
All right, great call. Bye. Yeah, and the Optimizer is a great tool. I mean, they're a sponsor of ours, but it's a great invention because it lets you kind of customize what you want to see. I mean, there's no use in going through, you know, 20 steps if, you know, seven of them you don't want to take part
well,
in.
Well, and day. I think the great thing about it is so flexible. Like, we use it sometimes and we'll put stuff on the list and then we'll walk by something and we'll be like, we don't really feel like doing that. So we just right. mark that as, guess what? Done or done. Take yeah. it off the list or whatever, and then you
exactly.
just hit optimize again and start all over. So that's the tip I have. Constantly refresh it to make sure that, you know, you've taken off what you don't want to see or added what you do want to see, and then hit that refresh button, because mm-hmm. then you know that you're doing exactly what you want to do. So we love it too.
All right, next caller on the line, who's joining us?
Hey Mike, this is Jimmy in Texas.
Hey, Jimmy.
Jimmy!
Hi, everyone.
Hi,
Texas.
Yeah, your home state, Debbie.
You bet. Is there any other?
Your home country?
A few. No, a no. few.
So how's it going?
Oh, we're doing fine here. Just wanted to call in. I hadn't called in several months, so I thought I'd call in and throw a couple of questions at y'all.
We're ready. Okay. Fire away.
Okay. Well, we're taking our first ever trip down during the Christmas season this year. I'm very excited about that.
Oh, cool.
And we're taking, my wife and I are taking our granddaughter. And so we're just really looking forward to that. But having never been at this time of year, you know, we just have a lot of questions about things. So we're going during the week of Thanksgiving, but we decided to stay over until the following Monday so we could go to one of the Christmas parties.
Oh, so, sweet.
Yeah, really excited about that. But I have a question about candlelight processional and the dinner package. Now, if I want to do that so that I have a reserved seat, do you make those reservations at 180 days out, just like a regular ADR, or does that happen at a different time?
So go ahead, Pam.
I was going to say, it usually happens at a slightly different time. They usually aren't all ready and loaded into their dining system at 180 days. And then later on, you'll see that, candlelight packages have been released. It typically is not ready at that 180 days, and you do have to reserve, you know, the package. So it is a specific package, but you'll see it posted all over the internet, you know, as soon as it is available, for sure.
Right. Okay. Well, and is that similar to the Fantasmic dinner package? Does it work kind of the same way?
It does. It does usually include an entree or an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert, and they have set prices, and then they do have like tiers, like levels Depending on where it's offered and whether you do lunch or dinner and at what restaurant you dine at, there will be different prices.
Okay. And well, I've been reading about it, but I didn't see when it said you could book. So that was my main question.
Yeah. Yeah. It will, you know, it will be a little after the 180 days. And then, you know, last year they kind of had different prices for lunch and dinner, which was, you know, different than they had in the past too. So the pricing, I mean, you know, in terms of the tiering will be similar to what it was last year, meaning that, you know, things that were tier one last year will be the same, you know, this year probably and things like that. So.
Okay. I had one other quick question, if I might, unrelated to that. Now that they're serving or they're taking reservations at Be Our Guest for breakfast and lunch, you know, I did the fast pass thing or whatever they call that for lunch. I've done that a couple of times and been very successful with that. But now that they're actually taking reservations, does that happen at 180 days or does that happen at 30 days? Anybody know?
So
I believe 180, right?
No, well, I mean,
isn't
no,
it just a
they're
test
not
for breakfast still.
No, that
well,
was just,
yeah, breakfast.
Like you were only able to do it for a short period of time, and they're doing them in 30-day increments still. Okay. So that's so still.
Okay, well,
and breakfast is only available right now until June 18th.
Exactly. Yes.
Oh, okay.
So they haven't extended that out yet, and that's what we're supposing. But yeah, we're still kind of stuck in that weird.
That it's not a regular ADR. Yeah, exactly. It's 30 days instead
of
180.
I remember making the fast passes or whatever it was for the lunch at 30 days, and then you could pick your meal, and that worked good. But I hadn't heard the time frame for what they were doing now, because when they say ADR, you think of 180 days.
I know, right?
Right. Yeah.
They're trying to keep us all on our toes.
Yes, I know. Well,
it's 30. It's 60. It's 180. It's 27.
They're not keeping us on our toes.
That's why I called the expert.
That's it. And you use that in a loose term there, Jimmy. Let me just tell you. That
right.
It's not so much keeping us on our toes, just pulling our hair out as we get the changes every single day. So.
Always a surprise, right?
That's it.
All right. Okay, well, hey, thank you all so much for answering my questions, and I appreciate everything y'all do for our podcast. Always enjoy it.
Well, hey, tell Rhonda we said hello, and you guys take care down there. You're going to have a wonderful time at Christmas. There's really nothing like it, so you're going to have a blast.
All right, thanks so much. See y'all later.
Take care, buddy.
Bye, Jimmy.
Hook 'em
I always
horns.
Feel like I'm talking to home when I talk to Texas. I'm loving Texas calls.
Yeah.
Right, I wish
bye-bye.
We had better
take care,
answers.
Jimmy. I know.
I know.
Stuff. I wish I had a very clear and concise and succinct way to say, here's what's going on. But
right.
No. Just got to stay like, you know, just got to read blogs and that kind
yeah.
of stuff, you know, and like just be tuned in because we don't know until they post. So
we don't.
All right. Next caller is on the line. Thank you for being so patient. We appreciate it. Who's joining us?
This is Cole in Iowa.
Hey, Cole.
Hey, Cole.
Hey, guys. I got a first-time caller here.
Love
awesome.
It.
Awesome. Very good. Very good.
Hey, my question, I was just kind of wondering what you guys are thinking about the rumors for Hollywood studio stuff coming in. I know I've heard in the past about possibly the Monsters, Inc. Roller coaster, and I was wondering what you guys think about that. If you think that's a possibility or?
At this point, I don't. I think it was a possibility, especially 5 years ago at this point. They even leaked out concept art. I forgot all about it, and then I read it on Jim Hill a couple weeks ago, and I was like, oh, right, that's right. They did leak out concept art. But I think that what killed it was the economy, and now they're putting in Toy Story Mania's third track where the rumored Monsters, Inc. coaster was supposed to go. So I, as much as I hate to say it, because I really think it was a cool concept, I think the Monsters, Inc. thing is out. Latest rumors I have heard is sort of a mini Pixar land from, where is it, Hong Kong that has the Pixar land? And then a smaller version of Radiator Springs Racers. And I keep hearing the rumor that they're going to turn Honey, I Shrunk the Audience into a Bugs Land or a Bugs Life Land type thing, mini land area, which I think would be fantastic. And I don't know why they haven't done it up until this point. I don't know. I don't know what's taken them so long. Because, good Lord, Honey, I Shrunk the Audience was what, 1989 or something like that?
Just about.
I think it's time. I'm just saying. So those are the latest like Pixar rumors I've heard. Monsters, Inc., unfortunately, has not been in there, and I hate it because I think that it would have been – I mean, even when I saw it, I thought, this is genius. Why is this not something that Disney is building?
That's it. I mean, when I saw the movie, I was like – the first time I saw the movie, I'm like, that's a ride. That's a ride.
Exactly.
Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I still don't understand why they never did it. I think it would have been a slam dunk idea, but – I mean, whatever. I get that budgets happen and, you know, real life happens and you can't always do things that you really want to do. But, yeah, it was a slam dunk idea to me. So, yeah, but that's what I'm hearing right now. The Pixar land from Toy Story and then a smaller version of Radiator Springs Racers. But that's it. And then, of course, Star Wars. Okay.
And they had, like, Monsters University.
Yeah, I was with you guys on that. I was just thinking, you know, I'm, you know, much older now through college and my family's been going to Disney, you know, since I think I was like 2, and I'm 23 now. And the most common thing I always hear with like families that go later, you know, with kids that are, you know, in high school or 8th grade or kind of up there, is, you know, they think it's kind of a kid's play. So, you know, with the Monsters, Inc. thing, you know, I was thinking a lot of people that I hear from, you know, the thrill ride seekers are, you know, what's your favorite ride down there? Oh, Rock and Roller Coaster, Tower of Terror, so... I was thinking it'd be good to get something in there. Just thrill ride aspect, you know, because if you can get those older kids into at least Hollywood Studios, you know, you got Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster, put that roller coaster in, maybe a couple more thrill rides, you know, at least get those kids that think they're too old into one of the parks, see what it's about, and then, you know, go from there. Just because that's their biggest thing with the competition with Universal, and that's why I've heard people stay away, you know, when they're older, because they're like, well, there's more thrill rides, but really, you know, you got the three coasters and a couple other things, you know, Islands of Adventure and stuff, so.
Right.
I just thought, you know, I'd read the rumor and thought maybe it'd be a great idea, and maybe
it would totally be a great idea.
I agree.
And I think if the economy hadn't taken a downturn, I think we would have seen it, which is unfortunate, so.
Because they went to Monsters University, so I thought that would be a perfect open door.
You know, I did too, Debbie. I thought, oh, Monsters University, now we're going to see, you know, a Monsters, Inc. coaster. It would be perfect timing, and no, I don't think Monsters University did what they thought it would, box office-wise, so. Darn box office. It was a good movie.
Yeah, it was. I like that one.
But, yeah. So, anyway.
All right, guys, I really appreciate it. Just want to get your thoughts on it because I know we're all itching to waiting to see what they're going to put in there because there's obviously a lot closing down and something big's coming, but just thought I'd see what you guys thought. So thank you.
May the force be with you, buddy. That's what's going to happen. Thanks a lot for the call. Hey, give us a call next month. We appreciate it.
Yep, no problem.
Okay, take care of in Iowa. All righty.
Bye. See you later.
Great having first-time callers. That's awesome. All right, 407-413-9395, and we're chatting over at tlk.io/BOGP. I forgot what it was there for one second.
I know, you almost had it. Yeah, I was almost expecting you to say friendfeed.com.
I know, I even checked, and it is for real gone. I double-checked last night. So, hey, who's joining us? We have our next caller on the line.
Hello, it's Joanne.
Hey, Joanne.
Hey, Joanne.
Hi, Joanne. Hello, everybody. It's raining.
That's what I heard.
Oh, well, everybody listen up, but Mike, you have to cover up your ears.
Okay, they're covered with my headphones.
It's time to lose 5 pounds. So you got 89 days to lose the 5 pounds that you're going to gain on the cruise.
Oh, that's true.
It's the 5 pound challenge. Wait, I'm not listening. Go ahead.
I'm so excited. We our window opened yesterday, and I kind of slept through the first 2 hours of it, but got on there at 2 o'clock and was so nervous. It was just so exciting.
Didn't you make something like 12 reservations?
One thing I learned is that you cannot do multiple pallet reservations.
Oh, really?
Well, they do want you to leave every once in a while. You know, get out to the sun.
You can't do, when you get on the ship, sometimes they'll let you make it. Sometimes they won't. Sometimes they'll say, we'll put your name down on a wait list, and if we have people who don't show up, then we'll call you. So,
well, I don't want to be a hog, but I don't care.
I know. I'm with you.
Oh, Pirate Night's thing. I love that menu. Come on.
Which one's Pirate Night?
Ribs. That's ribs.
I know. I do like Pirate Night's menu too. Your Pam got like this amazing it was an appetizer of pineapple, and then it also had coconut covered banana or something like that. It was the most delicious thing I've ever had in my entire life with fruit. I seriously could not stop eating it. I ate all of your wife's food, I think.
And see Joanne's first point, lose 5 pounds before you get on the cruise.
Yeah, pretty like much.
You weren't supposed to be listening to that.
That's right. I didn't hear it. Never mind.
That's right. Okay. My fast pass strategy is like this. Every day I get on my Disney Experience, I check what's opening, and then I go to that park.
So you decide, well, because... Yeah, I mean, I think it's different for locals, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're worried about it 60 days out at midnight. You kind of see what's left there, and then that determines the park you go to, because you have the opportunity to go there, obviously, more than we do. So that actually makes a lot of sense if you're down there.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? We're still here.
We're here, I hope.
Yep.
Hello? Uh-oh.
You still there?
Hello?
Joanne,
I
hello?
I don't think she can hear us.
All right, let's try to... Joanne, you there?
Yeah.
All right. So, okay, we thought we lost you there. Yep. No, but I said it
makes... You guys, me.
Sorry. But it makes sense, though, if you're local. So I get that.
The other day, we looked, and there was a toy store in Midway Mania that I hardly ever ride. And there was a fast pass, so we went to that. We got a Tower of Terror, and we got to the park at Rope Drop, and... ran to get on Rock and Roller Coaster, but it was down for a little bit. So we took our Tower of Terror Fast Pass. Then we got off and ran the Rock and Roller Coaster, and then we did Great Movie Ride, and then we did Star Tours, and then we did Toy Story Midway Mania, and then we went to Indiana Jones that I haven't seen, I think, since we were there with Jay when he was 8. He was one of the extras. and then when we went and had a cob salad at the Brown Derby.
I gotta have one of those. I've never been there.
Oh, they're so good.
They're wonderful.
I make it at home all the time now. Steve loves it. I love it. It's one of my favorite things ever.
But isn't it real expensive there?
Well, you can get a half order. I mean, it's a salad, so you probably want to eat the whole thing. But
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Especially knowing your appetite, Mike. But yes. You can get
no,
a half.
They're huge. Yeah, get it as an appetizer, and or get
the entree,
it.
Entree, I think,
it.
Is
yeah.
$16, and the appetizer is $9.
That's not too bad. I can do that.
And they're worth it. It's so worth it.
And I've always wanted to go in there. I've never been in there. It's one of the few places.
Oh
yeah, I haven't either.
It's so
actually.
Cool. You haven't even looked in it. It's like
I think I've run to
real
the restroom.
Art Deco kind of styling, I think it's called. And
my problem is, though, it seems so understated, just from what I've heard. Again, I've never been in there, but like when you have places like Mama Melrose, you have 50s Primetime and Sci-Fi, they have such a strong theme that we're always drawn, especially with the kids, to go somewhere like that that's got the over-the-top theming instead of the understated old Hollywood. But I think I want to try it out.
Well, they also have lunch with an Imagineer there. That's where I did lunch with the Imagineer, and it was awesome. I mean, it had a private area. I mean, it's worth it.
It would be cool. Yeah, I've heard about that, too.
It's about my second or third favorite restaurant at Walt Disney World.
The grapefruit cake.
I'll have to give that a shot. Now, Joanne, now you got me rethinking my ADRs again. Oh, this show.
All right, Mike.
I'm trying Ohana
breakfast.
And
if you want to sit on the patio.
Yeah, I want to do
that
too.
That's real nice.
Yes.
Yeah, I do want to do that.
Yeah, and that's a lot less expensive. It's just appetizers. So,
and you can get the Cobb salad there.
Oh, yes. I think I'll do that. That sounds like the plan.
It's fun. It's great people watching, for sure.
Yes.
Oh, I love people watching. It's the best place.
Totally worth it.
There's reverse people watching too, because people are looking to see what you're eating.
Yeah, what do you got there?
That's true.
Can you give me a wing? What's up?
All right, kids. Tomorrow is a big SpaceX launch. Dragon is going up at 4:33. So
that's right. Good luck to them. And I'm wearing my NASA shirt in honor of Yuri Gagarin and the first flight of Columbia today.
Oh, awesome. Well, good night, everybody.
Good night, Joanne.
Thanks.
See
night,
y'all soon.
Bye, Joanne. See ya.
Just for the record, 89 days, and we'll be here.
That's awesome.
We have our next caller on the line, my fellow Apple Watch ordering buddy from Thursday night, Dr. Kai down in Arkansas. What's up, Kai?
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
Hello.
12. Hey, you know what? We have 12 days, but not that I'm counting.
Yeah, that's too many. So I'm going to. So I'm gonna head down to the World Saturday.
Okay,
just
that works.
Help pass the time.
That'll work.
Nice.
That'll work.
Strategy.
Yeah, that's a good strategy right there.
I got to throw this out there because, Guido's, I went to my local, so I ordered my Apple Watch. I wasn't going to get one. Then I have this, like, Apple just sucks me in like Disney. It's brutal.
You're just a sucker. That's all.
I am, man. It's terrible. But so I got up at 2:01. Let me just tell you, though, if Run Disney could talk to Apple about how, like, you pre-order, if the, you know, like, how you got to sign up for races. No doubt, the store went live at 2:01 a.m. Central on Friday morning. Mm-hmm. By 2:03, I had completed my order, and everything went through fine, no problems.
Yep.
Run Disney is such a nightmare. It gives you a coronary every time you try to sign up for a race. This was so, like, not like, I was like, it's 2:03, and I'm done. Well, the sad thing was I spent, you know, almost $400 in, like, the 2 minutes. You know, like, all I do is rest you have to rest your thumb on the home key. Boom. $400 right out of your account. It's like ridiculous, but it was way too easy to spend that much money, especially at 2:01 in the morning when you don't have any sense as it is. I think that's why they do that, because
exactly.
you know, you're worn down. Yeah. But I did go and try it today at the store, tried one on, and I told the guy, like, I love Disney. I got to see the Mickey, because that's what sold me. I wasn't getting one until I saw the commercial with the Mickey tapping his foot. He goes, interesting fact. He goes, if you have friends that will have Apple Watches and you're in the same place, I was like, well, yeah, that's likely to happen, because I go to Walt Disney World with lots of Disney fans, and, you know, other friends are likely to have these. He says that no matter where you are in the world, the Mickey tapping his foot is synchronized on every single Apple Watch worldwide. So if you get, like, a bunch of people lined up with their watches, yeah, it'll be all at the same time. Not that it matters. But I'm like, okay, give me my watch. But it, yeah, so go ahead, Kai.
Exactly.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but that was, I'm pumped. I get to talk Apple Watch.
I wanted to hear the story. Yeah.
I can't wait.
What'd you think of it?
It's great. It looks cool. I mean, but the problem is I haven't worn a watch since I got my iPhone 3. I was like, who needs a watch nowadays? So
yeah, me too.
It's such reverse psychology. So we'll see how it works out. I think it'll be nice for notifications, and I'm hoping that the My Disney Experience app gets a light version for the watch to check your fast passes and stuff.
Oh, that'd be nice.
That's what I'm hoping, and I would imagine, because Apple and Disney are pretty tight.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So we'll have to wait.
With the trip coming up on Saturday, I had a couple of quick questions for you. I tweeted you one out earlier and didn't. I had a follow-up question on that. We've got 8 people in our party. Myself and my daughter have annual passes. Everybody else has just Magic Your Way tickets, like 7-day passes. And we're staying off-site at my parents' timeshare condo. Got 2, like, vans, minivans, whatever, taking the park every day, rental cars. And was asking about, you know, I got a fast pass, my daughter's got a fast pass, or sorry, annual pass, about getting through with the free parking. What do they look for, or what do they check when you're going in? I know they've got the new little gold discount cards that come with the magic bands, but it says on there you also need a photo ID. And, you know, with my daughter, can they take her annual pass, or she ride in the car with them? You know, she's 11, so it's an adult annual pass. You know, what are they going to check, you know, since she doesn't have a driver's license?
That's interesting, because I would think that, I think what they're doing, because they used to just look at your actual little annual pass thing.
Right.
But do they not scan the magic band now to check for your annual pass on that? Pam, have you done this lately?
We always have the thing from
the resort.
From the resort in our window.
Yeah, because that trumps it too. But are they still doing those even? Because I know they were last time I was there, but I could imagine them getting...
No,
well, I guess they need those.
You know what? They were the last time I was there, and then they stopped doing them. But every time we go anywhere now, they scan our band.
Even at the toll booths?
Well, we had the last time we were there, we still had the piece of paper.
The window.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I use too, is the paper. I use the little paper ticket because, you know, I don't use my band. I just stick it on my purse. So, yeah, I just use the paper thing.
I would say, though, if, you know, whoever's passing through the toll booth there, as long as they scan that, you know, and they see your daughter's name, because, you know, obviously your name's going to come up as an annual pass holder. That should be good enough. I mean, honestly, because they're trying to get the cars through there. They're not going to want to back up anyway.
I was trying to answer. I was on mute.
Oh,
I didn't
ahead.
Realize
Sorry,
I was
go
mute.
Ahead.
Okay. No, that's okay.
That was the best answer. Ricky,
I was like, why
Ricky,
is anybody letting
Ricky,
me talk?
That, oh, that was, hey, that, okay. was your, that was your best ever answer. I
know.
It.
Thanks. Anyway, no, what I was going to say is I stay off site, so I've had it happen to me before, but I honestly don't know what happens if you don't have an ID, because I always have my ID with me. I've never been in the car with someone who didn't have an ID, so I don't really know how that would work. But, I mean, every time I've gone through, personally, they never scan anything. They just look at my pass, look at my ID, and they let me through. I don't even hold up the gold card. I just hold up my annual pass, and all they want to see is my signature and my photo. So I don't know what happens in the case of if you – I guess they're assuming that – someone's always going to have an adult with them. So I'm sure that they've had a situation where there was a kid in the car that had an annual pass, but I don't really know what would happen in that situation. When you get up to, I guess you'd have to say, look, she just doesn't, I mean, it's a kid's pass, you know? So, I mean, that's the only thing you can do. I don't know, because I've always had my ID on me, and they don't always ask for the ID, but usually lately they have been. So I just always just automatically hold up my ID and my pass, and they'll let me through.
Does she have a school ID or something, Kai?
What's that?
Does she have a school ID or something like that?
No, actually, you know, I mean, she has a passport. That's about the only picture ID that she has.
All right. I just wondered. I just wondered if she had anything, because they don't, I mean, they're not even picky about ID most of the time.
Right.
But Steve shows like his employee one half the time just because it's in his wallet, and like they never even notice. And that's what he typically uses when we go in the park, just because he doesn't want to lose his driver's license, which he ended up doing last time we were in Florida.
Very nice.
So he usually just does his work ID, and they could care less. So, anyways,
see if they can give her a school ID or something. I don't know.
No, I was trying to think.
At school they don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Library card.
There you go.
Yeah. If anything that would have her picture and her name on it, I think it would be fine.
Seriously.
If you've got anything that has a picture and a name. But yeah, I wouldn't do her passport. I wouldn't do her passport. But
practically speaking, though, what I would say is, okay, again, you're hedging your bets, but I would say that, you know, if they scan that thing and see an annual pass on it, they're not going to want to, you know, back up traffic at that toll booth, especially at a busy time.
They've never scanned my magic band, though. They always, they always look at my pass. I've never once had my magic band scanned.
Well, either way, you know, I mean, I've seen them just push people through because there's a line. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like they're not really strict on it. So I would say chances are you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes me longer to get out of my bag. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
With the magic bands, and we've got the memory maker, with the on-ride photos being automatically added, if you've got a magic band and nothing having to be scanned, weren't they originally saying that the person that the memory maker is actually the person that purchased the memory maker had to be on the ride for that to be linked? Is that still true, or can like other members of my party that are actually linked on my Disney Experience app as friends and family, can they, if they've got a magic band and they ride the ride that has the on-ride photos, will they automatically have those photos added to the camera roll of photos?
Yes.
Yeah, but say yes. No, it did used to be that when it first came out, they were saying that the person who purchased Memory Maker had to be on the attraction, but that's not the case anymore. It hasn't been, at least for us. There have been rides that Steve and Hannah have ridden that I haven't ridden with them, and I always purchase a Memory Maker because, oh my gosh, like something major would have to happen for one of the two of them to be the purchaser, is all I have to say on that. So anyway, Like if something really bad happens to me, someone will have to show them how to purchase Memory Maker. But anyways, and I'm always able to get their pictures. So,
and I know that because Pam and I are connected, and granted, I haven't bought Memory Maker, but I know that Pam and I are connected, and obviously yes. Pam and I have been down there a lot at the same time. And so I know that I see both of our pictures constantly. Yep. So, okay. It's okay, not, awesome. And it's not just, you know, on ride photos. I mean, it's everything. I see everything Pam takes.
yeah, see? And you. Nice. And what was funny is my parents were down soon after I had been down on a trip. I wasn't even in the state of Florida. And when I went to purchase the Memory Maker, their photos were there for me to purchase, too. So it's kind of funny. Wow. Yeah, my mom thought that was pretty creepy. She was like, I said, I saw you on Seven Dwarfs. I saw you, like, I had the little movie thing. And she was like, how did you do that?
I'm stalking you.
That's funny.
That's right.
Now, when the off-site FastPass Plus system went into effect last year, to begin with, off-site guests were not able to edit FastPass Plus's through the My Disney Experience app. That's been where everybody can do that now, correct? Like on the fly in the park.
Yeah.
Even for off-site guests.
Yeah. I've been able to make fast passes staying off-site. Yes. It's got to be within the 30-day window, and you have to have the tickets in the My Disney Experience account. But as long as both things are there, you're fine. You can make them. Yeah. You're fine.
Yeah, well, I've already got ours made, but as far as changing them, like in the park, you can on the fly.
Them. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. You can change them on the fly too. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So where are y'all going to be on Saturday?
Saturday will be in the Magic Kingdom. We'll be flying
I'm gonna
in
I'm going to be there
morning.
At Magic Kingdom on Saturday. Okay.
Oh, you really?
Yeah. I've already got my fast passes and everything. We've got to hook up so I can say hello to everybody. How about that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That'd be great. Yeah, I'll how's the best way to reach, like email or?
Yeah, email would be perfect. Yeah, that'd be great. Mike, what is our email? I'm used to my personal email. I don't want to say it over line, but
it's
what is the podcast?
It's Debbie@brguestpodcast.com.
Okay, yeah. I usually have my personal one. I'm not on air. but that'd be great. Absolutely. That'd be fun.
That'd be
hook
fantastic.
Up and say hello. Sure.
Yeah. I hadn't seen you since Epic October 2.0, I think.
I know, right? It's like,
it's been
okay,
a while. Yeah.
I know, that'd be so much fun to say hello. I have not been to Magic Kingdom since they opened up that whole new area I've been wanting to. I've been over at Epcot and you know, other things I've been doing, but I'm like, okay, this is it. Magic Kingdom, Saturday, I'm there.
Sweet.
Oh, that's
awesome.
I wish
I was.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing you.
Let me know, absolutely. Let me know y'all's schedule, and I'll stalk you and find you.
Look out. Well,
all right. Sounds good. I'll email you.
Thanks, Kai. Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Kai, and have a great trip down
there. Appreciate it.
And we'll be standing by talking on Twitter on the 24th, like, has yours gotten there yet? Because I can't wait.
Well, only thing is, I'm going to be, in the Magic Kingdom on the 24th. So I'm going to be stalking the shipping, and I'll be getting home the next day, and hopefully it'll be at my office, and I'll swing by on the way.
Yes.
Weigh in on Saturday on the 25th and pick it up. So,
I'll be drawing drawings to you because you're the only person I know that'll have one. Then, so we'll be sending hearts to you. I'll send my heartbeat to you. How's that sound? That's creepy.
Oh, that's awesome. I said, once to test it out. After that, like, yeah,
that's it. Don't Ramen and quit it. All right, I appreciate it, Kai. Hey, have a great trip. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Take care, buddy.
See you Saturday.
Bye-bye. All right.
Bye.
Great. Bye. Bye.
Yeah, you got to buy these things in Paris because you can send your heartbeat. Now, having buy some a heartbeat too.
What is that? Explain that, okay? Because I don't have one of those, obviously. And what is a heartbeat?
Well, so there's a heartbeat monitor on the Apple Watch, and you can send it by putting two fingers on your watch. It'll send it to any of your friends so they can see your heartbeat. It's crazy. They can actually feel it on their wrist. So anyway, it's a gimmick. It's a gimmick. All right, last call of the night, and thanks for being so patient. Hey, who's joining us?
This is Jay, Melissa, Kelly, and Kayla calling from the Trader Sam's Tiki Terrace.
No, you stink!
Oh, wow. Hey, guys.
Good evening.
Good evening. And you got in, which is good. See, persistence.
Right at the last minute here.
Yep.
Every time we went to your call, you hung up. It was crazy. Like, it was like right as one call wrapped up, you hung up. I was like, oh, what's up? So how is Trader Sam's?
Well, it's to get into Trader Sam's, it's a 2-hour wait.
Oh my gosh.
Yikes.
So that's all Trader Sam's is.
Wow.
Did you tell him? You got to tell him you know Pam Forrester.
They're closing the terrace down because it's getting ready to storm.
Oh, no. So it's going to be even worse.
Oh, and the electrical water patching is starting right now, too. You might hear it in the background.
No, that's Main Street Electrical Parade.
I know. That is. I know. I got rushed, too. I was like, wait, that's not right.
Oh, I can't wait. July 16th, we'll be there. We're having a meetup.
I am ready to go to Palo right now, though.
Oh, yes.
Me too. I want those little desserts. I don't even know what they're called. There's lots and lots of desserts.
What's the souffle? Is it the chocolate souffle up there that's really good?
Chocolate souffle.
Well, no, I'm talking
five of those to go.
Well, those are good.
I like the little brunch.
I like the brunch little things. Like just a little bitty, like you get just knock them down.
Well,
they're like little
you
shots.
You can pick a whole bunch of them and you don't look like a pig. They're tiny.
No, I look like a pig. Don't get me wrong. I look like a pig, but I don't care. They're so good. It's like eating heaven.
I think I went to the Palo Brunch on the last cruise, but I don't remember because I think I entered a food coma afterwards.
Yes, you did. I saw you sitting there, so you were definitely there. So, yeah, you definitely get into the food coma for sure. That is 100%.
Well, I'm looking forward to it again. I will not be drinking any milk, though.
Okay, well, that's good. I will be, so it's all good. And I will try not to throw up on you, so that'll be nice. Yes. For anybody who doesn't understand.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, it's Kelly Christine. How are you?
Hey, good.
Kelly!
How's it going?
Yay!
Oh, yay!
I see you finally got in.
There you go. It's a party line.
That's right. It is.
Mike, I don't know if you've addressed this recently, but you're the first person I thought of when they announced that you cannot take your selfie stick on Walt Disney World attractions. How are you feeling about your life right now?
You know what? I had to get the selfie stick out this evening, and you'll see an updated post with my selfie stick here in about the next 30 minutes on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. No, I'm fine with it.
Can I light a candle in your honor?
You can. I did, because Mallory even called me out when Pam read it somewhere, and she told me, And Mallory said, "That's because of you, Dad. You took it out on Dumbo, and they yelled at us." I said, "I took it out before the ride started. It was real quick. I didn't think she was looking. I got busted."
Oh my goodness gracious!
I'm fine with it. I understand.
Yeah, that's glorious. I'm sending my love to Pam and Ricky, and of course you and your family, Mike. Send the family my credit. Congratulations on the cheerleading stuff today.
Oh, yeah, she's pumped. First cheerleading competition. It's a whole new world. Like, we just survived like 15 years of select soccer, and now I got to learn this whole cheerleading thing. So, who knows?
If you need any help, call my father. He dealt with it for me.
There you go.
I'm like, what are they? They're minis and mites.
Oh, my goodness. I hope to see you all soon, and have a great night.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Have a good time.
Bye. Have fun.
All right, my shrunken zombie head is in your honor, okay?
That sounds so wrong. All right, well, have a good time. We'll talk to you soon.
Melissa,
you
too. Hi.
All right, bye.
All right, well, what a quick show. Those are so fun.
Yeah, I know. This one went by so fast. Oh, my
gosh.
I know,
right?
It did. But, man, a lot of good talk there. And wrapping up with Trader Sam's, they're doing better than the rest of us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
They're living life the right way. So thanks again for all the calls. We appreciate it. Another live show is in the books. And we're going to get together again on Sunday night, May 19th, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, taking your calls. Who knows what we'll be talking about. Lots of time in between there. But don't forget, we have the podcast cruise coming up on July 10th. Going to be a lot of fun. Trader Sam's meet back on land on July 16th. We'll be meeting outside there until we can get in and get our shrunken zombie heads. I guess it's one of the great drinks that they're having.
Yes, it is.
It's going to be lots of fun. So I can't wait for that. And of course, you know, hey, if you're going down, just tweet us. Because like you said, Debbie's going to meet up with Kai. We have lots of listeners that meet all over, you know, not only down at Walt Disney World, lots of lizards meet at races all around the country.
Yeah,
so
which is awesome.
Yeah, so cool.
So
to
fantastic.
See. It's amazing. So I want to send a big shout out to Jody. She's having a birthday in two weeks.
Yay, Jody!
Happy birthday from all of us here at the Be Our Guest podcast. You're always tuned in, always in the chat room. We appreciate that so much. So we hope that you have a killer birthday this year. and just have tons of fun. So thanks so much. And the selfie stick, I don't, it's kind of, here's my selfie stick sitting right here. Listen, I'll extend it for you in honor of the band. Here we go. Ready?
Oh my.
There it was. And I'm putting it back in. Okay. Anyway, I'll be posting a picture with a video with my selfie stick within minutes. Anyway, so don't forget today's show brought to you by themagicforless.com. Drop by. They're going to help you book your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Disney Cruise Line vacation. Great first-class concierge-level service each and every time. You are going to have a great experience working with the great agents over at The Magic for Less. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Give us a follow on social media. We're at Be Our Guest Mike. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And of course, join the friendliest forums on the internet, brguestpodcast.com/forums. Thanks again to Brian for putting together our awesome chat room. We'll be using this again in May. And thanks to listener Keith, our great art person. We're going to get these shirts out there for the cruise very soon. They are awesome looking. We're going to be the best looking folks on the Dream. So thanks to Keith for that as well. All right, one more thing. If you could give us a review in iTunes, we love being up there in the What's Hot section of iTunes, which we've been sitting there for the last couple of weeks. It's pretty cool. And that's because of your great reviews and ratings. So if you wouldn't mind doing that again this week, we'd really, really appreciate it. All right, we're going to get out of here. Have some fun on your Sunday night. So for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great week. Stay safe and work hard, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.